Chapter 9. A Robot is Stymied. Bailey said, "So the higher potential wins out again, Daniil. You will hurt me to keep me alive."
"I do not believe hurting you will be necessary, partner Elijah. You know that I am superior to you in strength, and you will not attempt a useless resistance. If it should become necessary, however, I will be compelled to hurt you."
"I could blast you down where you stand," said Bailey. "Right now. There is nothing in my potentials to prevent me."
"I had thought you might take this attitude at some time in our present relationship, partner Elijah. Most particularly, the thought occurred to me during our trip to this mansion when you grew momentarily violent in the ground car. The destruction of myself is unimportant in comparison with your safety, but such destruction would cause you distress eventually and disturb the plans of my masters. It was one of my first cares, therefore, during your first sleeping period, to deprive your blaster of its charge."
Bailey's lips tightened. He was left without a charged blaster. His hand dropped instantly to his holster. He drew his weapon and stared at the charge reading. It hugged zero. For a moment, he balanced the lump of useless metal as though to hurl it directly into Daniil's face. What good? The robot would dodge efficiently. Bailey put the blaster back. It could be recharged in good time. Slowly, thoughtfully, he said, "I'm not fooled by you, Daniil."
"In what way, partner Elijah?"
"You are too much the master. I am too completely stopped by you. Are you a robot?"
"You have doubted me before," said Daniil.
"On Earth, last year, I doubted whether our Daniil Olivaugh was truly a robot. It turned out he was. I believe he still is. My question, however, is this. Are you our Daniil Olivaugh?"
"I am."
"Yes?" "Daniil was designed to imitate a spacer closely. Why could not a spacer be made up to imitate Daniil closely?"
"For what reason?"
"To carry on an investigation here with greater initiative and capacity than ever a robot could. And yet, by assuming Daniil's role, you could keep me safely under control by giving me a false consciousness of mastery. After all, you are working through me, and I must be kept pliable."
"All this is not so, partner Elijah."
"Then why do all the Solarians we meet assume you to be human? They are robotic experts. Are they so easily fooled? It occurs to me that I cannot be one right against many wrong,